This has been Seattle Today, an hourly feature of KJR News. In a moment, the automatic time tunnel mark the top of the hour. Meantime, revise the Jet City forecast to read mostly cloudy, periods of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. Expected high 55, the overnight low will be 45. On the coast, it's 3 p.m.
This is KJR, serving the Pacific Northwest from Seattle.
Coney Island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonest of the girls and boys a dig. Santa comes on big, big, big. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you're gonna flip when old Saint Nick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a higher place and fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a Yule that's cool. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you're gonna flip when old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a flyer from a higher place and fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a Yule that's cool. So you have a Yule that's cool. So you have a you that's cool.
4 o'clock paddle day from KJR. A controversial Tijuana Brass on KJR and their song Up Cherry Street. It's 23 minutes away from 4 o'clock. You're listening to the Paddle Day program with 51 degrees. Oh, my friends, do you know what's happening at the Govmar Bazaar? Well, I'll tell you. As soon as I get the piece of paper out here, I'll tell you. Christmas shopping is family fun at Govmar Bazaar. 101,000 first quality items for home and family, plus 4,000 lowest food prices anywhere. New Christmas shopping hours at all Govmar Bazaar stores, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., and Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday from noon to 7. Gifts galore, all low discount priced, and no membership cards required to save Christmas money at the Govmar Bazaar. Renton, Burien, Tacoma, and on Aurora North, here in Seattle, we're talking about the Gov Mart Bazaar. 23 minutes till 4 o'clock.
Calling, 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 calling you sing Santa Claus. Underneath the mistletoe last night, she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus. Underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. Christmas toys all over the place. Johnny wears a smile on his face.
Johnny has a secret, and the secret he must share. He wants to tell somebody, so he tells his teddy bear.
Hey, I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus. Underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
With the 6th annual Christmas Wish at CKLW. In the past 5 years, hundreds of wishes have come true for Big 8 listeners. Starting Friday, December 15th, CKLW will again be granting Christmas wishes every hour of every day right up to Christmas Day. Wish your wish. Then send it on a postcard only, please, to Christmas Wish, CKLW, Box 8, Windsor or Detroit. Be sure to include your name, address, and phone number, and the best time to call you at that number. Make your wish now. Then stay with a Big 8 for the happiest of holidays.
Merry Christmas from CKLW.
Is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. For goodness sake, so be good for goodness sake, so be good for goodness sake, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy Toot Toots and Rummy Tum Tums. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
We'll be right back. time of sugar plums, Santa Claus, and at last those lovable children from Peanuts. Enjoy a Charlie Brown Christmas. Meet Charlie Brown, Schroeder and Beethoven, Lucy, and that impudent hound, Snoopy. Here comes Charlie Brown now. Listen.
Thanks for that Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
Be here as your favorite comic strip comes to life. This year, enjoy a Charlie Brown Christmas.
But Santa won't be here until you and Ann are sleeping.
Good night, Ann.
Good night, good night, Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy, say good night to Daddy for me.
All right, I'll tell him good night for both of you.
Mommy, can I have a drink of water?
You've had a drink already. Now, children, it's time to go to sleep.
Yes, Anne. Far up at the North Pole, Santa is reading your letter now.
Santa lives. I think I'll send for them in my magic helicopter. Oh, Toby, come here.
What do you want, Santa?
Toby, take my magic helicopter and bring the two children here to visit me. Mind you, you must hurry, for my time is short before I make the long Christmas Eve trip.
Your own words are my command, Santa.
It's just a short hop in the magic helicopter. There it is. Santa's castle at the North Pole. Hold tight, kids. We're coming in for a snowy landing.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
On Sunday, December 4th, Burl Ives again tells the exciting news story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the General Electric Fantasy Hour. The date, Sunday, December 4th. Join Rudolph in a trip to the Island of Misfit Toys. Meet Yukon Cornelius, the funniest prospector of the North.
Gad, Zeus, the bumble snow monster of the North strikes again.
Meet Santa's elves and hear seven original Christmas songs. Burl sings,
have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
It's a holly jolly Christmas special for the entire family. Don't miss Rudolph, Sunday, December 4th, in color on most of these stations.
Thank you. In the history of American show business, I suppose few combinations ever have won the renown of Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass. Here is Herb and his fame grouped in two numbers, My Favorite Things and Christmas Song.
To CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the Christmas edition of Laugh Tracks, the show about comedy and the Generation Exploitation podcast.
I know this report wouldn't be complete without a thorough description of exactly how one Hollywood family spends Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So a few hours ago, I took my tape recorder out to the Brentwood home of Joan Crawford. Miss Crawford and her four children have graciously consented to tell all of us exactly the way in which they'll spend this holiday weekend. The broadcast marks the radio debut for Miss Crawford's eldest children, and they are as excited about it as any youngsters would be. So now, let's hop into an imaginary sleigh and whisk out to the home of one of the foremost actresses in America today, Miss Joan Crawford. Now we're settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long, and the mantle is waiting for the Christmas stockings.
Mr. Ed.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh full of hay.
I love Christmas, full of the spirit of giving, and I am so full of the spirit of receiving. the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Tra-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
We make a pretty good trio.
Yeah, trio?
Yeah, between us we got six legs.
Yeah. Hey, hold it, Wilbur.
What?
Yeah.
What are you kissing me for?
You're standing under the mistletoe.
What do you mean you know what she means?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say that Mom means that we're all kowtowing to Madison Avenue in the almighty cash register. Yeah, she means that Christmas has been exploited by big business. It's a victim of crass commercialism.
Oh, my. Did I mean all that? You know, Michael's right. Christmas is never like what you read about. Nobody ever sits around the fire roasting chestnuts and telling ghost stories.
Maybe that's it, Archie. We got no chestnuts roasting on the fire.
Peter, how long have we been living in this here house?
20 years.
20 years? In all them 20 years, you ever happen to notice any fireplaces anywhere? So maybe that's why we don't have chestnuts, huh? Of course, the house happens to be heated by radiators.
That's right, Archie. And radiated chestnuts wouldn't be the same.
Thank you.
it's so good to see you.
Surprise?
No, the real surprise is I brought all my friends with me.
What time?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, be careful with the ice patch.
Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
Hi, everybody.
And my twins, Cynthia and Kathy, who will content themselves with smiling for your listeners since they're not quite three.
Hello, Cynthia and Kathy, and how old are you, Christina?
I'm 10, Mr. Fisher.
And Christopher, you're certainly growing up fast. How old are you?
I was just 7, Mr. Fisher.
Christina, is this lovely big colonial fireplace the spot where you hang your stockings tonight?
Yes, we get to hang them from the mantel just before bedtime.
Will there be 4 stockings, one for each child, or does your mother have to hang up a stocking, too?
Oh, we insist that Mother hang up her stocking right beside ours.
Christopher, are the stockings always full when you wake up?
Sure, Santa Claus fills them up while we're asleep.
Have you ever tried to sneak downstairs and catch Saint Nick at work?
Oh, no. He won't come to our house if we're awake.
That's a fancy tree here in the corner of the room. Who decorated it?
We all did! Except Mummy had to put the decorations on the top where we couldn't reach.
Miss Crawford, here's a question that will interest every parent in America. At what hour do you suppose the youngsters will awaken tomorrow morning?
I'm afraid they're likely to be awakening up by 6:30 at the latest.
Will they come straight into your room and awaken you?
I'd be disappointed if they didn't. Christmas morning is the favorite day of the year for all of us.
Well, do you try to get your children to eat breakfast before they start opening their presents?
Yes, I've always insisted they eat before coming into the Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Dad, darling.
Please, I want a gun.
And a playhouse.
And a set of soldiers in the fort.
And oh, please, Santa Claus, a job for my daddy.
Please, a big turkey for our Christmas dinner.
This is Mr. Henry Corwin, normally unemployed, who once a year takes the lead role in the uniquely popular American institution, that of the department store Santa Claus, in a road company version of The Night Before Christmas. But in just a moment, Mr. Henry Corwin, ersatz Santa Claus, will enter a strange kind of North Pole, which is one part the wondrous spirit of Christmas and one part the magic that can only be found in the Twilight Zone.
Does it all prove, Joe? You don't give a kid a gun for Christmas.
The story you have just heard was true.
holiday mood, let's listen to Holiday for Strings, a Bob Ballard arrangement conducted by George Cates.
Thank you. Okay, babies, I don't get it either, but somebody out there likes it. So, we'll just keep shoveling through the seasonal syrup here for a few more days. Not too much time left of this good cheer and bad music.
Hey, Mom, when you're thinking of that last-minute stocking stuffer, here's something different. Shoes!
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Whatever happened to joy to the world, Adeste Fidelis, O Tannenbaum?
Visa, MasterCharge, American Express. Listen, Jennifer, I'm going to be sitting here for 12 hours straight on Christmas Day, listening to the little drummer boy over and over and over.
Oh, I'm sorry, John.
I volunteered. I've nothing better to do. I'm alone. You know how hard it is to find a 2-pound turkey?
No.
It's hard. I bet you got some spectacular plans, huh? Masked balls, formal banquets, all of it.
No, none of that.
Oh, come on.
Well, we do have the office Christmas party this afternoon to look forward to. That'll be fun.
No, it won't.
Bumps, wingtips, gym, or spikes. Delight your loved ones with the unexpected gift. Shoes. A great Christmas idea.
Okay, Xmas babies, here's a little tune that, for me, just kind of sums up the spirit of Christmas past, present, and future.
Sent us about 4 years ago a beautifully illustrated copy of Dickens' Christmas Carol, and it's one of our most prized possessions. I started to read it to them last year, but Christopher couldn't take it. It was too scary for him. He's a bigger boy this year, though, so we started it several weeks ago, and we'll finish it tonight.
And then surely you finish up by reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, no Christmas Eve would be complete without that.
Do you remember the last two lines?
I do.
So do I.
Well, then, as a Christmas present to all of us, do you suppose you could say those lines for us?
And I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina, and of course to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you.
wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe. Hitch up once again, the one horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad, if he could talk he'd say, you'll be sorry you hitched me to a one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. It ain't fun like it used to be in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I should have worn long underwear in that one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow with the cold wind in our face, I can't hold a horse, he thinks he's in a race. He kicks snow on us, it hits us on the chest. I bet that we're the coldest Swedes in the whole darn Middle West. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. My wife sure hates sleigh bells since she rode that one-horse sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. We're too old for riding in a one-horse open sleigh. Night is awful dark, can't see beyond my nose. I can't blink my eyes, my eyeballs must be froze. I can't hear my wife yell, I can't see her face. I guess I must have lost her when we turned at the Johnson's place. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I nearly caught pneumonia in that one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I wouldn't make brass monkeys ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Down at the factory where I work, at every Christmas party we all go berserk. At the Christmas parties they serve free beer, and I'm still in the doghouse from the one last year. Running the switchboard is old Miss Lee. All through the year this old maid she ain't nice to me. But at the parties her eyes just snap, and I don't dare sit down cause she clamps on my lap. Our boss is old Lee Berger's son. All year long this old guy he don't have no fun. But at the parties he has a ball. She sings secretaries up and down the hall. We got a salesman who sings so loud, you hear his voice above the shouting of the crowd. He sings so loud at what he's pointed toward, he blows potato chips right off the smorgasbord. The boss starts the party off with a speech on goodwill. He says he loves us. Yeah, we are his pals. And when he's through talking, he shows what he means by trying to kiss all the gals. The men are all laughing and pouring out beer. I know some of these guys are delighted, because Christmas parties are just for the help, and the wives are never invited. Then we exchange silly presents, and the fat guys get girdles. They put them on and dance around and wiggle. And when some of the girls open their presents, they scream, and their faces get red and they giggle. Old Miss Lee, who always jumps on my lap, she keeps following me around. And sometimes she tries to sit on my lap when I ain't even sitting down. Mr. Hanson, the salesman, he never stops singing. All evening his loud voice is blaring. He stands by the smorgasbord shouting Silent Night with his mouth full of pickled herring. The boss chases Miss Svensson around the water cooler. She's the one we call Jane Russell for short. All the fellows hope the boss don't ever catch her, because watching her run is great sport. I always start to go home around midnight, but I never get home until 4. The little woman comes out on the porch to meet me. Holy Moses, this dreamboat's sore.
She rips and hollers about the lipstick on my face. I always feel like a dime. But I never miss the Christmas party at the office, 'cause we sure have a dandy good time. Now this year, if you plan to celebrate, be careful of that lipstick and don't get home late. And while your gang is having fun, I'd like to just say Merry Christmas, everyone.